Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We've been talking with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com, about making Sunday special. In order to continue our exploration of this important subject, we're turning to Chapel of the Air radio broadcasts from 1987, where Dr. David Maines talks about this very subject. We hope you enjoy this look back at a previous broadcast and also will glean from it the kind of information that will help you as a pastor realize how important it is to teach your congregation to make Sunday the high point of their week. David, share with us what you have for today.
Church bells. In times past, they called worshipers to God's house. In times past, bells announced the hours of the day. Bells signaled the death of a monarch or the birth of a prince. When fire broke out, pealing bells called for help. Many bells meant gather quickly, an enemy approaches. And all this May, we are using the sound of church bells to send a new challenge out across North America from the chapel of the air. Hi, good friend, David Maines greeting you. You like the sound of church bells? Well, you'll hear them later in this broadcast. We use those church bells because the challenge we're sounding all this month of May relates to the church. It's called the Sunday Challenge. 4 points, none of them are really that hard, but when put into practice, they'll make a profound difference in your life as a believer and in the life of the North American church. Making Sunday the high point of your week. Now here's Steve Bell, my chapel associate, to talk about that and to set up the other three elements of the Sunday challenge.
Thanks, David. What would you say have been some of the high points in your life? The high points in your life. What would some of them be? I'll never forget the day that I finally got my driver's license. I actually did a countdown the last 6 months. On any given day, I could have told you exactly how many days to go. Well, getting my driver's license was especially memorable because the first time I tried, the day that I turned 16, I failed the test. That prompted 7 days of absolute agony because the state required that a week go by before you could try again. Anyway, the day that I finally got my driver's license was a real high point for me. Then there was my wedding day. I did a year-long countdown anticipating that event. Everything went as planned. The ceremony, the reception. I mean it, it was one of the happiest days I can remember. Definitely a high point. A few months ago, I experienced another high point. I had my braces removed from my mouth, almost 5 years to the day, to the freak accident when I was hit in the side of the face with a hardball which shattered my jawbone and uprooted some of my teeth. My lower teeth, as well as my bite, have been repositioned, and I'm in better shape now than ever. Anyway, without the tin in my grin, I feel like I've experienced a rite of passage. And now, finally, I've reached adulthood again. The day my braces came off was definitely a high point. When you think about it, most of us have experienced lots of high points in our lifetime. And that's good because we need them. Holidays, celebrations, the birth of a child, a promotion on a job, a vacation. All of these special events add interest and excitement to what otherwise might be, as some have described it, the ordinary humdrum stuff of just plodding through life. Another thing about high points, they contribute to the uniqueness of who we are as individuals. Our high points are markings of distinctiveness. They represent pieces of our personality. Let me illustrate this using a biblical character. You can't think of David in the Old Testament without reflecting on some of the high points in his life. Probably the first high point that most of us would think of is when he killed the giant Goliath with a stone from his slingshot. He was only a boy at the time. But if David could speak for himself right now, I suspect a high point he might mention before the Goliath incident was when one day he was called in from the fields to meet an old white-haired prophet named Samuel. And in front of his seven older brothers and all of his family, the prophet poured oil over his head and declared him anointed of the Lord. And then, I suspect, that old man prayed like David never heard anybody pray before in his life. That had to be a day that David never forgot. Then there was the day that he was chosen to go to the palace and play his harp before King Saul. Now what a thrill that must have been. When you look at it, David's life was filled with a series of high points that I'm sure far overshadow anything that you or I will ever experience, because he was a king. Power and wealth and nationwide popularity. This was everyday fare for David, and most of us can't even relate to these kinds of things. But a significant high point in David's lifetime, what perhaps was more meaningful to him than anything else, was something that you and I can also come to experience. It was a high point that was repeated regularly, not just a one-time incident. What is it? The high point that we can share in common with David of the Old Testament is our weekly worship experience, when we gather with others in the house of the Lord to praise Him and celebrate His presence. Throughout the Psalms, it's clear that time in the Lord's house was a regular high point in David's experience. Listen to some of his words. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in His house all the days of my life and seek Him in His temple. In the congregation, I will praise You. My zeal for Your house, O God, consumes me. These are just a sampling of the kinds of statements scattered throughout the Psalms. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. Better is one day in Your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Now, the practical side of this, what I'm wanting to suggest today, is that we as believers begin to experience the same repeated high point that David experienced. That means we need to learn to make Sunday the high point of our week. Now, for some of us, that may be a brand new thought. Oh, Sunday worship's considered important, but I don't think Sunday in God's house is what most people live for. It's not their high point. To make Sunday the high point of your week really might not be that difficult for you. The big thing is to decide in your mind whether or not that's what you want. Because once you decide it, then it's just a matter of following through. When I lived in South Florida, probably as much as anything, I looked forward to every Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock when four of us met for our weekly tennis match. Now, I won't go so far as to say that that's what I lived for, but I look forward to it sometimes as much as I look forward to church. And I was one of the pastors. It's only been in the last 2 or 3 years that I've been concentrating on making Sundays more special. And I'm learning that adjustments will follow when you choose to make Sunday the high point of your week. And quite frankly, I'm still having to deal with some of those adjustments. Case in point, I can't be out socially until after midnight on Saturday and then realistically expect Sunday to be a smashing spiritual success. My spirit isn't as sensitive and my mind isn't very sharp when I'm physically exhausted. That's just one example of the kinds of adjustment I'm talking about. Adjustments will follow when you choose to make Sunday the high point of your week. Adjustments aside for the moment, the issue at hand is whether or not you want to choose to do that. Making Sunday the high point of your week would be a good decision. I recommend it because it's making a huge difference in my life, especially in the attitudes I carry with me to church. You know, I'm beginning to identify more and more with David's enthusiastic endorsements in the Psalms about being in the Lord's house. choosing to make Sunday the high point of your week is the first of 4 points of what we're calling the Sunday Challenge. All this month, the chapel team is issuing a call throughout North America for individual believers to pick up this Sunday Challenge. Specifically, what we're asking for is for you to agree to join with God's people throughout the country and, one, choose to make Sunday the high point of your week. Now, that's what I've been talking about this visit. Two, begin your Sunday preparations on Saturday at the very latest. Three, promise to set aside a regular weekly time of prayer for your church leaders. And four, expect God to honor your obedience with the reality of His wonderful presence when your church gathers. 4 points to the Sunday Challenge, but just one decision. A decision that could significantly impact your life and profoundly affect churches all across this land. Do you want your experience in God's house to be more like what David describes throughout the Psalms? One of life's repeated high points? Then a realistic, achievable beginning point is for you to accept the Sunday Challenge. Join with us, will you? If you do, adjustments will follow in your own life as well as in the churches throughout this land. Here again is David with more of the details.
Well, Steve, I believe you've covered most of them. Maybe I should read the Sunday Challenge card again. It's obvious that these promises will greatly enhance the life of the church. I personally testify to that. Now, you listen very carefully and see if it relates to your life. Joining with God's people throughout North America, I will, one, choose to make Sunday the high point of my week. Two, begin my Sunday preparation on Saturday at the latest. Three, promise to set aside a regular weekly time of prayer for my church leaders. And four, expect God to honor my obedience with the reality of His wonderful presence when our church gathers. In closing, we believe the day will come when pastors all across North America will begin asking parishioners to participate in the Sunday Challenge. And our conviction is that when their people respond favorably, it will be like the sound of church bells ringing everywhere with new life and beauty.
Thank you for joining us for this time together. You found this SermonCoach.com podcast at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's Sermon-Coach.com. We invite you to browse through the rest of our website where you will find resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons and life-transforming services. And we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.